Welcome to our July 2, 2020, 8:30 Healing Codes Q&A. I am Linda Brewer, your host for the evening. We welcome you, those with us tonight, and those who will be with us in the future when they listen to this recording. We are here to be a guide, a support, and answer as many questions as we can. We are asked not to do custom codes on this call, so please honor that. We would appreciate it very much. But you are welcome by hitting star 2 to raise your hand, to share anything you feel like it, ask any questions, and we will do our best to answer you and support you. And we wish all a blessed holiday coming up that celebrates our freedom across this country, and for all of those who are struggling and for those who are not even affected, we're here to celebrate life and everyone who joins us tonight. If there's anyone that has a question to start with before we start the Universal Healing Code, please raise your hand, hit star 2. If not, please get comfortable, rest, breathe, and place yourself in a position to hear you, to hear your spirit, to hear what is going on within you. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to your particular issue, and the best you can with the clearest clarity that you can, what is troubling you the most right now? Fill it in that blank. Would be found, opened, and healed by filling me, you, with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased 100 times or more. Taking a deep breath. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands' temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Encourage you to take a deep breath. And be aware or acknowledge what truth you discovered. Did it change your belief about it? Your feelings about it? Your actions toward it? Can you release it into love, light, and truth? Can you be the glowing bee that you are, the bee? Is there anyone who would like to share anything about their experiences? Are there experience? Hit star 2 to raise your hand. Anyone? What is the most prominent thing in your life that is causing stress in this moment and the moments before you got on this call? Was your day flowing with peace, absent of stress, judgment, condemnation? You were at peace. Thank you, 5446. You are now unmuted.
Hi, Linda. It's me, Pat.
Hi, Miss Pat. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Oh, good. Well, I hate to spoil it for everybody, but I had a pretty good day today.
Well, that's awesome. Great.
I know. You asked for stressful things that we brought to the call, but I'm so grateful to be able to report that I had the good day because the last couple weeks have not been easy for me, but I'm now feeling a lot better. I had two Saturday nights ago, I came down with a very intense series of dizzy spells, and they lasted for, well, with decreasing intensity over the next several days, accompanied by extreme fatigue and just it lack of interest in doing anything at all, well, out lack of energy, really. I finally began to feel somewhat better last weekend, and as each day goes on, I'm better. And I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor today, and I told, you know, he said, because you're feeling better each day, I'm not going to give you this Epley maneuver, they call it, he said, because sometimes it makes you worse. But it was a benign condition. But anyway, I had also gone to my primary care doctor about it before the ear, nose, and throat man. And while I was there, she gave me the first part of a shingles vaccine. And I wouldn't have taken it, except I did remember that years and years ago when I lived with my mother, a neighbor of ours, who was an older lady, got the shingles very, very badly, and she was in pain for the rest of her life. Now, the doctor said it would prevent that kind of shingles. So I thought, listen, why not get it? So I did. I was not prepared for my response to it that night. That was Monday. So Monday night, by the time Monday night rolled around, I felt like I had full-blown flu. I felt so miserable. I cannot remember the last time I felt that miserable, unless it was when I actually did have the flu a couple of years ago. And all the night, I was on my knees. It was, you know, that kind of, when you're praying, you're so vulnerable and you beg God for something, a connection. And I was not in any position to go onto the computer, because when I don't feel well, then and I watch I do the computer, then it makes it all worse. It makes headaches and all this stuff. So I did not have access to any of that. But I did have access to praying, so I did that, and I was crying, and I finally managed to fall asleep. And then I woke up the next morning still very weak, but a lot, lot better. And then as that day went on, Tuesday, I was better enough that I knew by that evening that I would be able to go back to work, which was yesterday, and then today for half a day until I saw the ear doctor. So anyway, I have not had the easiest time, but today I was so much better, and I left work early to go to the doctor, and that didn't take long. So I managed to have a nice long walk after the doctor visit. It was very sunny out here in New York, very hot, but I just enjoyed myself thoroughly. I took a longer walk than I have taken in quite a long time, but it was a joy just to be out in it and to see everyone alive and happy and just living their life and, you know, to appreciate the sun and the sky. My mother used to say, and I never appreciated it at the time I was a kid, you know, kids kind of sometimes. She would say, you know, it's enough if you can just see the sky. She said, that's a wonderful thing. And I didn't understand that it was a wonderful thing at the time. And now I'm always taking pictures with my iPhone of the sky, because sometimes there'll be different cloud formations, and they're lovely. So now I'm with my mother. Yeah, it is a wonderful thing. Look at the sky. So I had a quite good day. But I did not manage to do my coding, because I got up early and went to work. So I'm so grateful for this meeting, because then it gave me the opportunity to code with everybody. And thank you so much for this meeting. It means so much to me.
Well, and thank you for your participation. Pat, when you first started talking about the dizzy and that, the thing came to me to ask you, are you drinking plenty of water?
Well, I'm trying to drink more, because it was recommended to me by several people that, you know, dehydration is a cause of that. And I tend not to drink a ton of water, but I'm trying to, you know, up the water amounts that I drink. I have a container by me now. But it's never been easy for me to drink water. But when I add ice cubes, it's more interesting. That helps. Yeah, I know I have to do that. But I think that if anything, the dizziness could have been caused by an extremely stressful series of episodes I had regarding a lost package in the mail that was not arriving at my house, and it kept being scanned as insufficient address. And that was finally resolved. But I was running around in the heat trying to pursue that the day before this dizziness spell happened. I ran around to made four trips to the post office, and I was on the phone for hours and on my feet for hours at one of the post offices. It was very, very stressful. And the package had something that meant a lot to me. It was being sent by my cousin in Albuquerque, and I was very concerned that I wouldn't get it. And I finally did, but that was a lot of grief. That I forgot to mention that, because that was a real stressor. And the day and a half preceding this dizzy spell, when I went, the dizziness was when I went to lie down Saturday night. All of a sudden, the room was spinning around, and that happened four different times when I went to lay down that night. So, but it turned out it's called BPPV, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. And it's not uncommon, because since that time, I found two other people that I know about who had it and very successfully treated. And it does, it said, goes away by itself, and it has been less and less each day. So it could have been caused by that extremely stressful series of episodes, you know, battling the post office for my package. And it turned out, well, it was very hard to reclaim the package, which was, I admit it, it was misaddressed. But even so, running around and no one knowing where it was, even though there was a tracking number on it, that part was very hard to deal with. Anyway, I did get it, and I'm not dizzy anymore. I'm getting better each day, and I had my ears cleaned out. So what else could anyone want?
You can hear, you can trust, and you can praise, right?
Yeah.
But I stand amazed at the gift of water is to our mind, body, and spirit. And wow, I am certainly not perfect at drinking the right amount of water, but I know when I do, mm-hmm. that it is a real gift to my being and
oh, really?
To my stress level.
Oh.
And it helps relieve everything in your body that's not healthy.
Oh. Yeah. I have heard the virtues extolled of water, and I really do need to take it more seriously, and I am doing so in baby steps, but it's surprisingly difficult, and it really shouldn't be. It's such a simple thing to do, but I don't know. It's a bit of a challenge.
So there's a beautiful place to look at and ask for truth about. What is it about water that I don't believe is an optimal and what ingredient to put in my body, the health benefits of it? What is my belief about that? And trust me, I'm talking to myself as well as you, Pat, and anyone else who's listening. So that would be a good thing to ask. No, it is a great thing to ask for clarity, because it's all about a belief. And
well, my belief is it's kind of boring.
Well, what can you do to make it more enticing?
Well, a few weeks ago, even before this happened, I was telling my cousin about fatigue that I was having, and he said he was dehydrated, and that was a cause of his fatigue. So he said his wife gets these little packets of, like, a water enhancer. So I tried that, and it actually does make it taste a lot. You can't add too much or it's too sweet, but it does make it taste better. It does. I have some in here now. I have to admit it. So it may not
be
the
best. Do you
like
lemon?
Yeah, it's lemon flavored. It's like lemonade. It's nice.
Well, because I'm a real strong advocate and believer in essential oils. I put a couple of drops of lemon in my water because I can keep the little bottle with me. And many years ago, you know, they did the training on the halo lights.
Yes, I remember.
And I invested in that, and to drink that water with all the vitamins and the minerals in it, I know that it's ideal for my system. And as we're talking, I'm asking myself, how come? What belief prevents you from drinking the 6 to 8 glasses a day? And Michael Thompson, who developed all of that, he talks about if you do that, the benefit, the health benefits. So I've added trace minerals to my water, and that always makes me feel better. But But I would find something that really entices me and helps me understand that I really enjoy the water. Mm-hmm. And we'll just commit to do it. I commit to being more conscious of doing this. So I appreciate you mentioning it, Pat, because it is the foundation of life. Water moves everything in our body.
Yes. Well,
but it's not just drinking water for hydration. It is really nurturing your body. Hmm. And lemon juice or whatever is one of those oils or products that it, although it is an acid fruit, it does not, it neutralizes your body and the acid in your body.
Oh.
It's one of those strange things about lemon.
Interesting.
And it's very good for the veins. And it's very uplifting. It's good for the mind.
Lemon is?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I meant to have gotten some fresh organic lemons today and didn't do that. But it's one of those things that is a real gift to mankind. And when you add it to water, the benefits you get is you can't number them or talk about them. There's so many.
Gee. And is this all on a very subtle level, or would I actually feel something if I started to, you know, as you say, commit to?
I believe you will notice your energy level is much higher, and you just feel better all over.
What was the last thing you said, all over?
Yes, I mean, you just feel better.
Emotionally, oh, okay, you feel better, yeah.
Yeah, you think better, you feel better, you have more energy,
mm-hmm.
you are better,
mm-hmm.
because you're giving your body, your cells, your veins, your heart,
mm-hmm.
every part of your being, you're giving it something it needs.
Yeah. Gee. Well, I'll try it. Mm-hmm. From when I took that long walk and the heat and all, I came in, I jumped right into the shower. So that was water. That helped. I love water.
Yeah.
I mean, my water therapy, I mean, water. I do realize that it's a wonderful thing. I just need to start drinking more of it.
Yeah, just think about how great it made your body feel.
Yeah.
But think about if you're actually putting that in your body,
yeah.
the power of that.
Yeah, yeah. That's a different way to think about it, isn't it? Well, I can commit to drinking more water, certainly. There are different schools of thought.
I commit with you.
Thanks.
Well, what other schools of thoughts do you know?
I'm sorry?
What other schools of thought?
One person I talked to about the dizziness actually that night I called, he said when you drink, he did, the first thing he said was it could be dehydration, and he said when you drink water you should not put anything at all in it. He said the body needs to digest it just plain on its own, because otherwise the body is digesting all these different things and that's not the same. But you know, I mean, that's, you know, very strict, but so I feel it. Drinking it with this little water enhancer is better than not drinking it at all. And that's my theory.
Well, just look at what you're putting in it to make sure there's no artificial chemicals in that.
Yeah.
Everything in it is pure.
Well, I'm not sure it is. And I did think of that when I bought it, but I was in such need of attempting something. When I told my cousin how tired I was about a month ago, I thought, let me just try this, whatever's in it. Because the reviews were good. It said it doesn't taste artificial. Now I'm looking at the little container. It has things that it does sound like chemicals, but then in parentheses, it'll call it something like vitamin B6 and vitamin B12. They have long names, and if you don't know, then you think maybe it's bad. But one thing it has, it says silicon dioxide. I don't know. It has a lot of stuff, and it does have some kind of sugar because I see the OSE in it. It has stuff. It may be not the best, you know, and not as good as a pure essential oil, I suspect. But it has a little sweetener in it. Yes, it does. Yes, yeah, it has things in it. Citric acid. This is the lemon-flavored one. Salt, sodium.
And next time you go to the grocery store, pick you up a couple of organic lemons and just drink you a cup in the morning and a cup at night before you go to bed. You just squeeze some lemon in it and see how you like it.
Oh, well, I had a lemon in the fridge just now. I put it in my water, some of it. Yeah, I did that. I don't know if it was organic. Probably not. I don't remember where I even got it. I don't think they sell that in my neighborhood grocery store, but I just have to get what I can get. I mean, I'm not going to go half a mile away to get, you know, it's too much. I can't do all that. I do what I can.
Right. And love yourself. You're doing what you can. And
yeah.
Let God use the rest of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. He knows our hearts.
Yeah.
And
I feel I'm even ahead of, if I didn't drink water at all, that's worse than drinking it with this crazy stuff in it. So it's like training wheels on a bicycle. At least now I'm learning to drink the darn water. And maybe then I'll start putting less and, you know what I mean? I'll put less and less of this stuff in it. And then I'll try, you know, putting real lemon or, I actually have in the fridge a little bottle of essential lemon oil. How long does that keep? Because I've had it a while.
Essential oils will keep forever.
Oh, good.
I've got essential oil. Remember, it's what they embalmed people with in ancient times to keep them where they could be shown in tombs and things. I've never known a good essential oil to have an expiration date.
Oh,
I've got oils that I've been using 30 years.
Oh, well, you must have a big bottle of those things then, if right?
Well, I've been buying them, and over the years I've just bought so much of Young Living that I've just got a nice inventory.
Young Living. I think mine was from there. A couple of years ago I bought it from a lady who sells through them, and she helped me.
I wouldn't put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, I wanted to keep it good.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. It will, if you ever replenish it, it will keep better not putting it in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I still have it. I'll just double check with her about whether it is a comestible. I think it was, because she told me, I remember at the time, she said I could wash my vegetables in it. But
yes.
I never. Yeah, and she was raving about how pure it was. I think it was Young Living, because I recently went back on, I wanted to buy something else from her, but it was just kind of complicated to try and do it, and then she gave me some code or something, and I didn't know where to put it in, so I just kind of gave up. I'll call her again, though.
Okay. Well, Gary Young was a very unique, gifted man. He really, really was. I learned a lot about him, about the human anatomy, the oils, and what the body needs. And he was quite a teacher, and most of his lessons came from the hard knocks that he experienced.
Oh, interesting.
So, yes, he has quite a history, yes.
Oh.
But I would not put him in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay. I just have that one, that lemon one in there. I thought it would keep better, but I didn't know. Gee, interesting. So people know, I didn't know that it was some famous thing, this person. Did you know him in person?
I studied under him for over 20-something years. I didn't know him. I mean, if I walked up to him, he wouldn't know my name. But I went to the conventions, and he died, I think it was year before last. He had had a lot of accidents. He had been paralyzed. But he was a gifted man, and he could just formulate oils to blend together with the right frequency to heal the body. He just had an amazing, amazing gift. Now, his wife and I understand his two boys by Mary are taking, I think the boys are coming in, they're still teenagers running the company, but his wife took it over when he died. Yeah, so, but Gary just had, he said anytime God wanted him to formulate a new combination or blends of oils, he would always have something happen to him that he needed to learn that, and that's how he blended most of his blended oils.
Oh. Well, gosh. So did the desire to make the oil a new combination come from him, and then some crazy thing happened to make him realize that he needed it for to treat that? Is that what you mean?
Well, say, like, he might be out. He would go up into the mountains and meet with people who were living to be 120. He found out they didn't eat potato chips and they didn't drink Pepsi Colas. And he was just an adventurous, gifted man about nature. He was a big farmer. He grew a lot of his own herbs and distilled them. And he loved horses. He was just a lover of life. Mm-hmm. And so, but his oils were, I mean, they've been amazing in my life.
Oh, really? Can you
give
an example of how you've had a good response to one?
Well, like, recently, just this week, last week when I had my blood work done, my cholesterol and my insulin levels were up, which was a real shock to me. And so I have really, really been, I couldn't believe it because I had been so cautious about what I was eating. And so this morning I realized, I was sort of dizzy and everything, and I realized I had not been drinking enough water, neither had I been eating enough of the right foods. I hadn't been eating enough food, period. So I use, he has one called a grounding, and when I put that grounding on my neck, and it just really calms me and it helps me think. Lavender is good for the heart, and lavender is a universal oil. It can be used for almost anything, but I keep lavender on my veins, at my in the heart area, on my hands, at the wrist part. And he has one called Pain Away, and if you ever have a sore muscle or anything, it's just awesome. Thieves is...
Yeah, Thieves. I read about Thieves on the site the other day, and I really wanted to get that. It sounded like so much fun. But
well,
they also have a, what do they have, a scent or something, something scented with it, soap or oil, I don't know. It's too complicated to use it. So I'll ask the girl again, the young lady who...
Well, it's very, how I use it, especially when I'm going to go out and I'm going to wear my mask, it is the highest known antibiotic. And if anyone doesn't want to hear about this, Pat and I can have this conversation offline. Just hit star 2. He developed Thieves from the formula, mm-hmm. from the Bible, that when people were going to go out to steal things from people who had leprosy, they used this formula so that they would not catch leprosy. It is the highest known antibiotic, natural antibiotic, to man. So I use it for sore throats, but especially during this virus season, I put it on the bottom of my feet, and because the feet have the biggest pores in our body, so anything we put on our feet just goes right into our bloodstream and through our body. And then I sprinkle just a little bit on my mask. So if I'm getting protected, I use thieves, lavender, grounding, almost every day. He does have a whole line of thieves products, but you don't have to use all of them.
No, but they sound fun.
Well, his toothpaste, he has toothpaste, mouthwash, his thieves cleaners, they kill mold better than anything I've ever seen in my life. They're good to clean spots out of your clothes. But I have several cross-reference books that I cross-reference because I've been to the conferences for so many years, and I haven't for the last 2 or 3 years, and then this year it was online, and I was going to connect on it and never got connected to it, but I think I can still go in and listen to it. But his oils are just pure, and they were formulated through, I believe, his spirit, and his spirit was always to give something that healed the mind, body, and soul of man. To me, the oils are to the body, mind, and soul like the healing codes.
Oh.
And they go straight into the bloodstream.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, I'll give that website another look, and I do want to get in touch with my friend.
Well, and if she can't help you, call me because I can, Pat.
Oh, thanks. I wanted to give her the business selling the business of, you know, having made the sale, because she's always helping me for free.
Right.
When I have a question about a completely different topic. A couple of years ago, I went online to see if anyone could help with this issue, and I just found her there, and I sent her a question, and she was very helpful. And she kept emailing me right away back and forth with the answers. And so that's when I first bought the lemon oil, because that was part of what I was working with then.
I honor that, and I respect that, and I certainly agree with you. But, I mean, if I can, I can probably learn from her, too, because we all hear things differently. And but you can go on the Young Living website, too.
Do that, and then I couldn't do it. I'll send her another email. It was so complex, I gave up for a while. But I do want to try that thieves business. It sounded so intriguing when I read the description on the website, you know, the origin that you just described.
Each oil that he formulated and whatever has a unique story behind it.
Oh. See, I didn't realize that the pedigree of this website, of this Young Living, until now you're explaining to me. I just thought it was some kind of commercial thing. I didn't know there was a person behind it, you know, who cared.
No, he was in a logging accident, and they told him he would never walk again. And he said, well, if I'm never going to walk again, and he tried to commit suicide 3 times.
No.
And he was never successful. And he says, okay, God, you got a reason you want me to live. I want to heal. And he was led to the oils. And then in his early career, he ran a cancer center in Mexico. And one of his first and when you would go, he would ask them, do you want to live? And if they hesitated to answer that, he would not work with them.
Oh, wow.
He was a no-nonsense man, and I love some of his sayings. And he would say, are you worth being in the river with someone? Are they worth being in your river?
Are they worth being in your river, is how he put it?
Yeah. Yeah, and that, are they worth your time and energy? Are they just using you either for your knowledge and expertise? They really don't care about healing. This thing is, if you want to heal, let's get to work.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because there's only so much time and energy that he had to offer, or anyone has to offer, and you don't want to work with people who are wasting your time.
Right. I mean, he wanted to help people. He wasn't interested in just pacifying them and then them dying on them and then blaming him or blaming God when they didn't have the desire to do the work.
Oh.
Then he could be a very compassionate, heartwarming individual.
Yeah. Was there a lot of work involved?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, you said they didn't want to do the work. What kind of work?
Well, if they were at his cancer center in Mexico in the very beginning of his career, if they came just to play with getting well, you know, if they weren't committed to getting well, because when you have cancer or you have a disease, it's like if you have a broken bone and you say you want to get well and you go through therapy and everything and you don't do the work when you're doing the therapists know that. So they don't have, I mean, it robs them of their spirit and their heart to get in there and really help push you along.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the same way with cancer and any other disease. If you don't want to do the work, you just want someone else to give you a pill or feel sorry for you, that's draining to people who are committed to helping people get well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe some people aren't even aware that they don't want to get well. But
that's right. You're absolutely right.
Gee. Well.
There's people's stories, and I'm talking about their real stories, their real experiences. It's amazing to know what people have been through and gone through to get where they are.
What do you mean?
Well, like Gary, you know, he was sitting there paralyzed, trying to commit suicide, and he was never successful. So he took that opportunity to say, well, if I am not going to be able to commit suicide, I'm still going to get out of this wheelchair.
Oh. And did
he? So he worked. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, he did. He walked and ran and rode horses. And
well, how did he do that?
Through oils, through study, through work, through listening to his body, doing everything he could to give his body the nutrients, the love, and the ability to heal.
I see. How fascinating. But were his techniques able to be passed on to others, or was it just...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. If you look at the oils, every oil that he created has a story behind it. He formulated it to help someone get better.
I mean, what if somebody does have a form of paralysis? There's oils for that?
Well, there's oils that can certainly help it. I can't say, you know, that it's going to cure them. I think it's the commitment of the person and the people they have in their life. And so there's no sure guarantee. The opportunity is there. Almost anything that goes wrong in our lives, there's an opportunity in that window of information that we can move through it and be better people. And then if, according to man, if we're not healed, say that I'm paralyzed and there's no hope regardless of what I do, what any doctor does, I'm still going to be paralyzed. What is my attitude toward that paralysis? How can that be used for my peace and my good that I can pass it on and be an inspiration to others? It's not what happens to us. It's what, how we decide to let it shape our lives, shape our thinking, our attitude, our emotions.
Yeah. Right.
My personal experience when I got that report from about my latest blood work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wanted to scream. I wanted to hit something. I wanted to just go be very destructive any way I could.
And then
the Holy Spirit said to me, what is happening to the scripture? In all things give thanks.
Yeah.
And that, just knowing that and knowing I believe that turned my whole attitude around that. And then I believe because I am now thankful and grateful for the medicine, man's medicine, which I still have the focus and the intention to either reduce the dosage or get off of completely. But I can do it with a different attitude, and I think I'll get more benefit out of the medicine. That's my belief.
Yeah. You know, I think I've mentioned a book that I have. I've mentioned it on this program a couple of times, and that's been helping me a lot with my coding. I code to each line. It's a book of meditations, guided meditations, and it was written in the late 40s. And a lot of it follows a lot of the kind of thinking that you talk about, you know, to know that, I can't describe it. It's good, though. It's very affirmative and very positive. And it helps me a lot, too, when I do the codes. I'm not sure why I thought of it now. I think you would probably enjoy this book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, next time you pick it up, how about, if you will, no rush, no pressure, just when it's convenient, send me the name of it. And I will
send you the name, and I can send you a few scans of some of the pages on the internet and the email, and you'll get an idea if you like it. It's out of print.
Okay.
But I can certainly, I'll send you some, you know, some of the meditations, and you see what you think. And I always thought, I'm going to try and encourage the group with whom this was part of to reprint it. It's such a wonderful book. It was written so lovingly. You can just, it exudes the divine in every meditation.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just amazing. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, I just it was this man. He dedicated a lot of these books. He wrote in a blessing in the beginning, and when he gave them out, or when they, I don't know if they bought him at his lectures. And it's just so beautiful. And there's this autograph in the beginning. Then you read the first few pages, and he talks about it, and then he leaves you with a blessing at the end of that. And I just cry. I read it. It is so beautiful. The dedication. Here's the dedication. This is your book. It is dedicated to you. It was written for you. May it guide, heal, and prosper you in all your ways. Oh, and here's then you open it, here's the invitation. Invitation. In the silence, the divine self can speak. In the inner communion with God, the faculties and graces of the eternal spirit breathe through us a radiance and a power that no force on earth can dim. Let us discover miracles and wonders deep within our own souls, for this is the true meaning of prayer and meditation. The light of truth is ever at work within us, and we are held in the omnipotence of love, a lavish caringness that beggars our greatest conceptions.
Mm. Thank you. See, I believe we are loved so beyond our greatest imagination that mankind has been trying to get to mankind since the beginning of time. And as you was reading that, my mind was floating through. Alex, it's what Alex is saying in a different way, different words, but the same thing.
What is it that you said mankind has been trying to get to mankind?
Yeah, mankind has been trying to help mankind be at peace and love, but we all do it in a different way. Like if you break down some of those words, there's so many words that Alex is like even saying in the universal prayer.
There's so many words. I'm not following you. I'm sorry.
Okay, the words you were reading.
Yes.
If you just soak those into your spirit, they're the words Alex is using in the universal prayer. In a different way, in a different format.
Oh, yeah.
So if you listen for the true meaning and people's messages, you will always know whether they're in truth and love and light and they really care about mankind, mm-hmm. or if they're just doing a job or being successful or whatever.
Yeah.
And to be able to connect with people who truly have a heart for people,
yes,
is amazing.
Yes. Yeah, I guess that's what I feel so strongly in this book of meditations. This man,
yes.
There's such love coming through it. And,
Well, thank you for sharing that. That is beautiful.
You're welcome.
Yes. So, well, how many of you, if you are committed, if you don't drink enough water now, that's on the call. You don't have to do anything. Just commit to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a strong message. If you've never read that or seen that book, The Message in Water, when we speak words and things, how water can change from a beautiful crystal to a dark.
Yeah, that Japanese, was he a scientist?
Yeah.
Or, yeah,
he was a doctor,
Okay, I've seen those pictures. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I have, yes. Then we know the power of water.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's our words doing that, think about when that water actually goes into our cells and into our bones,
mm-hmm.
and how we can use them. Huh?
We should bless the water before we drink it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's not about being perfect. It's about being loving and grateful as we go the journey.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Right.
Well, Ms. Pat, I certainly appreciate your contribution. It is 9:30. Is there anyone else who would like to share anything? Gratitude for Pat for her contribution tonight. And if so, hit star 2 and I will unmute you. No one? Well, Ms. Pat, I appreciate it. Is there anything else you would like to share?
No, I really thank you so much for dedicating the whole evening to me, actually, or allowing me to partake in the whole evening anyway. And
trust me, there will be people for years that will get a benefit from your contribution tonight. So we will continue to give our body the food, the water, and everything that it needs which helps us to be.
Yeah, I will. That's
amazing, yeah. Human being.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Pat, one of the things I really appreciate is the spirit, your spirit that was so calming and so powerful when you were reading that meditation. That was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Yeah, I connect so with this book. I have an inner sense that if I dedicated, this is my book, just the way he wrote it. This is my book, and I'm drawn to it, and I want to ever be more drawn to it and spend more time with it, because I feel that the truth is in this book for me. And
yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So,
okay,
thanks for
thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm going to unmute everyone, and if you want to say good night, Miss Cindy, you were quiet tonight. And then we had one other caller from 5920, I can't even talk. Pakenham, Ontario. Well, thank you, Linda. You got that out. Mm-hmm. We welcome you tonight. So everyone can say good night. God bless, and let's be in peace. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.